Right now it's cold, minus 16 with a wind chill of minus 19.
All right, Jim Bray is our Live 88.5 car crasher. Reviews automobiles, trying not to deploy the airbags, of course. And you can find a link for Jim's work at live885.com. Click on the startup engine, fittingly enough. And Jim is on with the startup this morning. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
Let's get to reviewing a couple of cars that you've had recently. The Ford F-150 Raptor SVT truck. It sounds pretty impressive.
SVT, the Ford Special Vehicle Team. This is a very aggressive truck. They say bred in the desert, tamed for the street. I didn't drive it in the desert. It's fully optimized for off-road. I mean, it's, you know, it's high, it's big, it's bold, it's brassy. You know, it has a special Ford SVT grille that has scoops on the hood, scoops just behind the front wheels, and paint on the back that looks as if a dinosaur raptor's come along and scraped off part of the paint and left these big scratch marks. And you can actually pay an extra $1,300 for that.
Impressive, eye-catching, but how does it ride?
It actually, you know, well, it rides like a truck, obviously, and I'm not a huge fan of trucks just for that reason. But, I mean, it rides well for a truck, and it's extremely comfortable. The front seats are some of the nicest, actually, they are the nicest seats I have ever sat on in a truck. I took it for a weekend road trip down to a city a couple of hours away last weekend, and it was great. I mean, you could drive in this thing all day, and it's comfortable. It's well-equipped. It has the sync system, good stereo system. It plays DVD audios, but it doesn't play them right. It strips out the center channel like Lexus does. If you're going to be inspired by the Japanese, that's not a good inspiration, but anyway. Yeah, I have to say, this truck got more attention both around my area and in the other city we drove to than any vehicle I've ever driven, regardless of how high-end or sporty or whatever. It was unbelievable. I had a neighbor standing outside of my house talking with the mailman about this truck for about 15 minutes.
Wow.
And naturally, I locked the door and pretended I wasn't home.
Well, that's why the mail's so slow. Yeah, talking
that's
cars.
Right. That's right.
And for the price, do you think this is worth it?
It starts at $48,000.
Whoa, that's
and,
impressive.
Now, granted, I mean, this thing is all tricked out. I mean, and it's also pre-wired if you want to put, you know, a big light bar on it or whatever. You can mount them, run the wires into the, I guess, the fuse block, and they're already wired into these switches that they have on the center console.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's all set to go for upgrades. And mine did have some upgrades. Mine actually came in at about $57,000. Because it had $1,300 for the power moonroof and just this graphics package I was talking about where it looks like the paint scratched off. That's $1,300.
Wow.
The navigation system and that $2,300. Again, you know, it all adds up. If you're looking for something that will take you off-road, you know, probably go up the side of Mount Everest and do it in comfort and style, this might be the vehicle.
All right.
Is this the product for people going through their midlife crisis that don't want to buy a sports car?
Judging by the impression I got from some of the people, I would say that may be, yeah.
Because I'm trying to think, who would buy this? It's $48,000. It's not something that a guy in his 20s is going to pick up.
Well, no, but I mean, trucks are getting up there anyway. If you want a fully equipped, you know, well-loaded truck, it's going to cost you a little bit of coin anyway.
Yeah, and that's how much an SUV is going to cost you, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I had that Lincoln MKT a couple of weeks before, and that was more than this.
Yeah.
Granted, it had three rows of seats. This has sort of one and a half rows of seats. It has these, you call it a club cab, I guess, where it has, you know, normal main front doors, and then the back doors are these little back-opening suicide door type things.
Right, right. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, reviewing automobiles for the Live 88.5 startup. And the Mazda 6 you took out.
That is one of my favorite cars. I love Mazdas. I love the Mazda 3. The Mazda 6 is kind of the Mazda 3, but only a little bit more. It's larger. It's more Camry Accord, Fusion class, as opposed to the 3, which is more the Corolla class than that. So anyway, it's available as a V6 or as an inline 4. And I have the inline 4 right now. Actually, I have to give it back today, and I'm really kind of sorry about that.
Oh, really?
It's a 2.5-liter inline 4 cylinder.
Wow.
Puts out 170 horsepower, 167 pound-feet of torque. So, I mean, it's not going to set the world on fire, but on the other hand, in context, I used to have a very sporty car that was a 6 that was only 150 horsepower. So, you know, today's 4s are like yesterday's 6s, today's 6s are like yesterday's 8s. And I found no problem with accelerating in this vehicle. It's great looking. It's comfortable. My only real quibble about it is that I don't really like all of the red illumination of the instruments that Mazda and a couple of other companies are prone to. Personal choice. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just not my favorite. That and it has a huge trunk. The trunk lid opens up really nicely, but when it is open, it's right where my head goes. So I found myself bashing my head against the trunk lid. So I don't know whether it's a design flaw or possibly a lack of motor skills on my part. I did find that a little annoying.
And what kind of transmission are we looking at?
Comes with a 5-speed electronically controlled transmission. Or a 6-speed manual. I had the automatic, unfortunately. But it does have a manual setting. But I wish it had paddles, and it doesn't have paddles.
And the price of the Mazda 6?
Starts at just over $23,000. That's for the GS, the four-door sedan, with the 6-speed manual. My model was the GT inline 4, and that one starts at about $27,000. And I think fully equipped like mine was, I had the luxury feature in the nav system, and didn't have the nav system. That'll add probably another $4,000 or $5,000 to it. So really, it's pretty good value for the money when you're considering everything.
Very good. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. Go to live88.5.com, click on the startup engine, and you'll find a link to Jim. And you always leave us with a tip, Jim. What do you have for us today?
Well, this is something from, it's actually a website called tellmymom.com. It's about driving tips.
All right.
And it's very, very simple common sense. Before driving, do a simple safety check. Turn on the lights, walk around the vehicle to ensure that they're all working. And then check to make sure your signal lights are working, too. Now, sometimes that requires having a second person looking at it. But if you're doing it at night, for instance, you can do it right from inside the car. You just turn on the signal light, and you can see from the light reflecting off the building next to you or behind you whether the lights are actually working or not.
Yeah.
Also, too, when you're driving along a multiple lane road, you know, like 4 lanes, 2 lanes in each direction, remember, the left lanes are designed for passing. Drives me nuts when you're driving along and somebody's just there hogging the left lane obliviously, driving along. You know, if you aren't passing, stay in the right lane. That's what it's for.
Perfect. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Jim Bray, our Live at 8.5 Car Crasher. Go to live885.com. Click on the startup engine. You'll find links to all the stuff that Jim has written and reviewed a lot of automobiles. If you're in the market to buy one, go have a look. I mean, he's not employed by, you know, any one manufacturer.
It's what he does for a living.
Exactly.
Is he does car reviews.
Yep.
You better be in the right lane right now, everybody.
At 8:19, it's the Live 88.5 startup and live traffic with Amal Wahab.
And accidents right now are reported on Mary.